Okay, today is Daf Tes. We're on Daf Tes. We are on the fourth line. Hanu Beitre Tabachi. There were these two butchers. The Avdi Inyana Bahadi Adadi. They made the following agreement among themselves. The following agreement. It's among all the butchers. All the butchers made the following agreement. The Chal Man the Avid Biyom the Chavre. Any day that they're going to make up a thing. Monday will be him. Tuesday will be him. Wednesday he'll be shechting. Thursday he'll be shechting. Anyone that shechts on a day that's not their day, Na'akre Lamashche, we're going to rip the hide of the behema, and we're going to make it. We're going to basically ruin the meat, ruin the animal, because you shechted on a day that wasn't yours. Basically, what they're doing is they're price fixing. Because if you only have one shochet a day, the meat becomes expensive. Not that much of it. Basically, what they're doing. So, sure enough, Azal Chadmenayu, one of them went, Avad Biyoma Dechavre, and he shechted on a day that wasn't his. Karu Lemishchei. So, sure enough, the other butchers ruined his meat. Azal Kamei de Rava came in front of Rava. Chayvinhu Rava Lishlume. Rava made them pay. Rava made them pay for ruining the guy's meat. Eser Yemar Bashleim Rava Lahasi Al Kitzasam. Didn't we learn yesterday that you're allowed to make a knas? You're allowed to make a knas on someone else's. You're allowed to make a knas when you make an agreement like this. The townspeople made an agreement that if anyone, the butchers made an agreement that if anyone violates their day, they're going to ruin the meat. So why do you have to make them pay? The agreement they made. He said that yesterday. It's a knas on an agreement. So lo ahadalei Rav. Rav didn't even respond to this. Amar of Papa. Shaper avad lo ahadalei. It's a good thing Rav didn't respond to that. That's ridiculous. That's only true when there's no Adam Chashev. Aval hecha de ikka Adam Chashev. But if there's an Adam Chashev in the town, like Rava, lav kol kiminu dimathnu, you can't make an agreement without his approval. Why not? Some say it's because of COVID. Some say it's because you want to make sure that you're not violating some greater good, which they are here. I understand they want to give everyone have parnasa, but the greater good is that you're making the prices expensive. So there's a greater good that's being violated. If you have an Adam Chashev in the town, he has to approve it. Rav said, I don't approve. That's ridiculous.
The contract goes through the Bezdin?
No, it's not a contract.
No, I'm saying
it was a whole town. It was an arrangement among all the butchers in the town. What?
Yes,
if it goes against the norm. Yes.
Because you're only assuming
that. Not Bezdin. Adam Chashev. It's different. It doesn't say Bezdin. The Ramban says that the Ritva says you need two to nine for that. It has to be a Talmud Chacham, and it has to be someone who's in charge of the Tzibur. Some Talmud Chacham was sitting and learning. It doesn't have nothing to do with the Tzibur. Or a guy in charge, not a Talmud Chacham, just doesn't apply. You need both requirements. Rava was that. Why do you need that? So some say it's because of his covet. That's a funny answer. Some say no. You need to make sure that the greater good is not being violated. And here the greater good was being violated. Making him expensive for people. Why? Because they want to have... It's not a reason. It's not a fair reason. It's not a fair thing. Had it been a fair thing, Rava would have let it go.
But it would have been only one butcher anyway.
What do you mean?
Well, on each day, it would have been one butcher. So one butcher doesn't go on that day.
That's what they did. Rabbi, what kind of thing is this? You want to be a butcher? You could do it. You could also do it. And the more supply there is, the prices will go down.
But they had no. It doesn't make any sense.
Why?
They had no way of preserving meat.
Then you have to be smart and how much? What's the demand? And the supply has to equal the demand.
So there'll be a lot of waste. And then the waste
But here they made the supply too low.
So they have to adjust it.
They didn't want to adjust it. So Rava came along and said, no, I'm not agreeing with this. You figure out the exact ratio. You figure it out. Tana Rabbanan, next. Ein mechashen b'tzdaka im gabay tzdaka. You can't quibble with the gabay tzdaka how the tzdaka is being spent. It's not your business. You give money to tzedakah, that's why you trust the gabbai, right? give the rabbi. People give the rabbi money, and his tzedakah,
discretionary
fund. No one, what are you doing with the money? You don't ask him that. If you don't know, if you don't like what he's doing, don't give it to him. Right? Ein mechashev b'tzedakah im gabay tzedakah. You don't be busy with that. V'lo behekdish im gizbarin. You donate money to hekdish. I'm busy with the gizbar. What are you doing with the money? What if I'm donating things to hekdish? What are you doing with it? You're going to sell it. What are you going to do with the money? It's not your business. If you don't like it, don't give it.
Didn't Moshe make a cheshbon of all his receipts?
What? A cheshbon is different than they're telling him what to do with it.
Okay.
That's different.
Right.
That's a cheshbon that no one should say, I stole it. I'm not talking about that.
Okay.
Afal pishin raya ledavar. There's no raya for this. Zecher ledavar. This is zecher. We're talking about, there's no raya for the gabai, tzedakah. There is a raya for the gizbar. Shenemar, it says, you can't be busy with the gizbar. No one questions what he's doing. They're emuna, right? Rashi says in the last wide line, that's not written by a gabbai tzedakah. Ella begizbari hektish. That's by a gizbar hektish. Hanosnim libam losei amalacha. You it's for hire workers or whatever it is. You can't question, second guess the gizbar. Right? If you second guess the gizbar, then don't give it to him. So too, you can't second guess the gabbai tzedakah. There's no raya for that. It's the same, not different than a gizbar.
Unless you just want to keep him honest.
Well, fine. You keep him honest by asking for receipt. You don't say, but, oh, I don't want to give it to that only. Give it to that only. They can't do that. Okay. Amar Belazar, afal pi sheyesh lo la'adam gizbar ne'eman besoch beso. Even though you have a gizbar who you trust, right? Still, yitzur v'yimne. You should count and bind the money before you give it to him. Shenemar v'yitzru v'yimne. It's a pasuk in Malachim, right? The question is, what's the point of that? For what purpose are you doing that? Are you counting it and binding it again before you give it to him? Again, once you give it to him, nothing you can say. You can't question him. You can't second guess. What do you have to do this for?
Is he arguing on the previous one?
No.
Is he adding?
No, yeah. The Marsha says it's a mystical thing. It has to do with Mazikin. Somehow, when you don't count money, there's some kind of, I don't know what this means, some kind of like Ayin Hara, so to speak, on the money, because it wasn't counted before it was given over. Okay, I can't respond to that. The Meiri says what you're suggesting, that if you count it in front of him before you give it to him, it shows you want him to keep him honest, keep him straight. You know, like I'm counting, it's $100 over here. We're just counting it together. A little bit like, you know, keep him honest. Okay, Amrav Huna, Bokin leMezonos, Ein Bokin leKsus. A guy comes to tzedakah. He says, I need money. What do you need money for? I need food. So if a guy says he needs food, you don't check him out. Ain't Bodkin leMezonos. Let me see tax return. Let me see this. You don't do that. However, Bodkin leMezonos. For Mezonos, we do check you out. We do. The ain't Bodkin leKsus. But not, we don't check you out if you guys have any clothing. I got nothing to wear. I don't have any clothing. We don't, well, let me see tax return. Let me see where you work. Let me see your W-2. We don't do that. For food, we do. For clothing, we don't.
But food's supposed to be.
Ebay Makra. Ebay same as svara. There's a pasuk like this. There's a svara like this. Ebay same as svara. What's the svara? Hi, kamavazi. A guy comes to you and says, I don't have any clothing. And he's looking at him. And he's talking, not wearing clothing. It's very embarrassing. It's very embarrassing to come to someone and say, I need clothing. Right? You mavazi yourself. Look what you look like. No one's going to do that if it's not true. Hi, look, kamavazi. Food's not embarrassing. It's a duck in general, it's hard to ask, but it's not embarrassing. It's not a bazillion. Ebay say makra, or there's another pasuk. It says, okay, this pasuk is very complicated because it says like this. Hello, parush. Parush, right? Hello, parush, lira'av lachmecha. It says, hello, parush, lira'av lachmecha. So the Gemara says, bishin ksiv. The word parush is written with a shin. Now, the word parush is not written with a shin. If you look at Tehillim, where this pasuk appears, it's Tehillim, Yes, it's in Yeshaya, Nun Hey Zayin. The word Paros is written with a Samach. Okay? The Gemara says it's written with a Shin, and therefore, what does it mean? It means Parosh Vahadar by Yavle. Make a Pirush, an explanation. First, explain yourself, then I'll give you the money. First, prove to me you really need it. This is for food. Right? Vahasam Ksiv, and then the pasuk continues. Another pasuk, the same pasuk, says Kisira Arum V'Kisizo. But if you see somebody naked, Kisira Lalta. Once you see that, give him a check right away. Don't look into it. So it's a pasuk in Navi that alludes to this idea. Okay?
What about the food?
The food, that's the first part of the pasuk. Pirush L'Ra'ev Lachmecha. Figure out whether or not the poor man needs bread. Pirush, make sure you understand it, explain it. You have to go check it out. So the Maseres HaShas over here says that there's a Tosfos, it says that how are you going to explain this? How could the Gemara read a Pasuk wrong? How could the Gemara read a Pasuk wrong? It's a pretty far-fetched thing, no? Even though we said yesterday that you could be a Baal Talmud and not be a Baal Psukim, not the Gemara can't be like that. So what's Pshat in this? So the Rekiv Eger says he found over 20 places in Shas where this problem arises, where the Gemara makes a mistake like this, some kind of mistake. You want to say it's a Girsa issue? But the Gemara says with a Shin. The Gemara says B'Shin.
Rekuna says that Shin and Sin are interchangeable.
I know, but if it has a Shin and Sin are interchangeable, what about a Samach? Right?
Yeah.
So you have to give some answer why the Gemara has a mistaken word. And this whole mistake is the drasha that when it comes, the guy comes for tzedakah, for food, you check it out. Right? Because the word pirush means like to explain, to check it out. Funny thing. Rabbi Huda Omer, just opposite. Exact opposite. Bokin l'ksuos vein bokin l'mazonos. No. We check out for clothing, and we don't check out for food. Iboy seima svara, viboy seima kra. Again, what kind of, iboy seima svara, hi, kometarale. I need food, I'm hungry. It causes me tzar, not to, an empty stomach is tzar. So a guy comes for food, you give him it right away, you don't ask him for his tax return. Hi, lo kometarale. When it comes to clothing, it's not tzar. Right? It's not a question of tzar. He just is uncomfortable not having any clothing, right? Okay. Iboy se makra, or we could say the exact same pasuk. Halo ksiv, hacha ksiv, halo paros, with a samach. Leroy of lachmecha. Paros la'alter. Right away give a handout. Kidekarina, like we read it. What do you mean like we read it? So that leads some Rishonim to say that there's a kriya ksiv over here. The Gemara had made a kriya ksiv. It was written with a shin. It was read with a samach. Right? Hasam ksiv, and then it says kisere arum v'ksiso. You see a guy without any clothing. Kishiyere lucha, when you see it. In other words, when you see the whole situation. In other words, check him out. Right? Okay. So the Netziv says the machlokus here isn't what's worse, tsar of a guf, being hungry. Or a bazillion, right? Coming without any clothing. Mom, the guy walks in without any clothes, wearing just a loincloth. It's a big bazillion to walk in like that, right? Guy's got not any clothing. So what's worse, that or being hungry? That's not what the machlokas is about. That's what it sounds like it's about, right? So he says like this. According to Rav Huna, which was the first Manda Amar, right? Rav Huna said, we're not bodkin for ksus. Why not? It's because nobody's going to ask for clothing if they have clothing. Nobody does that. Right? Nobody's going to come. Look at me. I'm going to walk into shul with a loincloth. I don't have any clothing. Nobody does. If it's a fake, nobody does that. Then nobody's going to do that. Right? However, asking for money, like I said, you go to Eretz Yisrael. I think some people just go over to ask you for money and they'll give it a shot. Maybe he'll give me this guy, this tourist. What? Huh? then I might not even need it so much. What if to lose? I go ask the guy.
Maybe
I'm telling you, people do that.
Maybe
they walk over, tzedakah, chnasas kala. They don't even need it. They just give it. They might need it. Not rich people. They're not rich people. Not you know. They're not living in some in the Waldorf. They're not living there. But go ask. You might as well ask. There's no bazillion. A little bit embarrassed. Okay, they got over that. It's not dire for them. They'll give it a shot. See what the tourist gives me. It gives me something. It's something more than I had 5 minutes before. Give it a shot. So that's one way to look at it. That's what Ravuna said. So therefore, I'm much more concerned about the clothing. Because if a guy shows up without any clothing, that must be honest. He must be honest. Right? However, Ravuna says no. That Rav is hunger is a might die. Since the guy might die, you have to give him right away. No one's going to die because he doesn't have clothing. I'm not talking about it, it's the middle of the winter. I'm not talking about that. Right? Guy doesn't have what to wear. I'm going to die. It's not a chashash. He'll come to die. Guy's hungry. It's a chashash. So therefore, you give him right away.
Well, do you have daughters?
What do you mean? I'm joking. 5 pounds, you don't. Tani Kavashi, the Yehuda. Who wrote the Brayis like Rav Yehuda. Omer, Kisuni, Bodkin Achmav. If he says, Kisuni, clothe me, we do check that out. Parnaseni, give me something to eat. Ain't Bodkin, we don't check that out. Tan Hassam, we learned over there. Ain't Poskin La'ani, over Makam La'makam. Mi Kikar, Mi Pudyon, Me Arba, So'in, Besela. We don't give an Ani less than the following. An Ani who travels from place to place. We don't give him less than a Pudyon. When 4 saw equals a sella. Okay? We don't give him less than that. How much is that? Right? How much is that? Right? So 4 saw is a sella. 4 saw equals a sella. What you can buy for 4 saw equals a sella. A punyon is 2 sudos. So basically, we're giving him 2 sudos. One for the night and one for the day. Okay. I'm not 100% sure that here we say that 2 sudos is a pundion, which is a certain amount. However, in Erevin, the Gemara says that 2 sudos is called an omer. That's an omer. The mun, an omer, is 2 sudos, and that's way more than a pundion. It's actually the Reim asked this question. 43 eggs and a fifth of an egg. So why are you giving him so little? Why don't you give...
For an ani or for any person?
Well, for an ani. That's what I said.
But in Erevin, are they talking about...
No, but that's what you eat. That's what a normal person eats.
Right.
So the Reim asked the kasha. Why are we giving him so little?
Right.
Why are we giving him so little? That's not a 2 meals a day. You're giving him much less than that. He didn't answer it. He left it as a kasha. Others say, because it's all you have. Right. Others say, again, maybe some say that because it's all you had, right? Also, others say that this is only an ani, you don't know who it is. So you don't know who it is. You don't have to give him a feast, a whole big meal. Give him a little bit, shouldn't die. When we check him out, we give him know who it is, we'll give him more. Fine. Lon, if he's there for the night, lost to know Parnassus Lina. We give him Parnassus Lina also. Maya Parnassus Lina, what is that? I'm Rav Papa, Purya, a bed, Ubesaja, and a pillow. Shabbos, Nostin Lo Mazon Lo Shalosh Sudos. If it's Shabbos, we give him 3 Sudos, for Shalosh Sudos as well. There's a Gemara that says, that Rabbi Akiva said, that you should make your Shabbos a weekday, and not, meaning only 2 Sudos, and not ask for the 3rd Suda. Right? So what does that mean? You ever heard that statement before? Rabbi Akiva said, "Al asay Shabbat chachol, make your Shabbos a weekday. Al tistarich lebrios. Don't go begging for the 3rd suda. Do without." So the Tosva says, yeah, if you have food for 2 sudos, then you shouldn't schnarf for the 3rd suda. But if you have nothing, we're going to give you for Shabbos. Tokhe Shabbos, we'll give you Shalosh Sudos also. That's the difference. Okay. Tana, imayimachzer al psachim, hal psachim, ain't his kakin lo. If a guy is going door to door asking for food, you don't have to give him. It means, why don't you have to give him? Because the svara is, he'll get anyway. That's the svara, he'll get anyway.
If everybody takes
it out of the home. Ah, so who gav, who ani, there was a guy going on the wall, on banging on the doors. That's the commander of Papa. Her Papa didn't give him, right? So Amalei Rav Sama, Breder of Yeva, Lord of Papa, Imar Lo Achzik, Melo Mazakigle, in a Shachrin Lo Mazakigle. No one's going to give him. If Rav Papa's not giving him, why should anyone else give him? Lomas, the guy should, Lomas, the guy should die. For Tanya, Imo Yamakzer Oni Al Plachem Enis Kakin Lo. But Rav Papa said, but it says that if Oni's going on the door to door, you don't have to give him. Amalei Enis Kakin Lo Matan Maruba. Yeah, you don't have to give him a whole big feast. I will Niskakin Lo Matan Muet. It's got to give him something. Got to give him something. Got to give the guy something.
Everyone looks to the rabbi. If the rabbi is not
going
to
give
anything,
then
I don't want to
be
either.
Amr of Asi.
That's why you have a two dots, so that the rabbi
checks
him out to make sure he's real.
La'olam, exactly. La'olam, always, the bare minimum of tzedakah that you have to give a year is a mitzvah to give tzedakah. We're not talking about Meiser, which is not a mitzvah d'oraisa. That's a good thing. Maybe it's a d'rabbanan, maybe it's a d'oraisa. There's a mitzvah of the Torah to give tzedakah. How much tzedakah do you have to give? What's the shear? The shear is not Meiser. The shear is 3 shekel a year. That's the shear. Who says that? The Rambam. If you give less than this, you're not Mekai in the mitzvah of tzedakah. Right?
One third of a shekel.
A third of a shekel. Shenemar, like it says, V'amidenu aleinu mitzvahs laseis aleinu l'shishat ha-shekel b'shana la'avodas beis elokeinu. Right? Amar of Asi, v'amar of Asi, shekula tzedakah keneged kol ha-mitzvahs. There are 6 mitzvahs that are shekel to all the mitzvahs. I think Shabbos, Tefillin, tzedakah, right? I'm not sure what the other ones are. I don't know. I believe there are 6 of them. Tzedakah is one of them. Listen to the Rambam. I'm going to quote you the words of the Rambam in Hilchas Matanos Aniyim, Perek Yud Halachal. Chayavin Anu Lizar B'Mitzvah Tzedakah. You should be careful about Tzedakah. Yosar Mikol Mitzvah Saseh. More than any other Mitzvah Saseh. So does he say that by every Mitzvah Saseh? Does he write that by every one? I doubt it. Sha Tzedakah Simel Tzadike Zera Avram Avinu. You give Tzedakah, it's a simon, you're from Avram. Shinema, like it says, Ki Yadatav L'mana She'etzav Ezbanav Lasos Tzedakah. Right? V'ein kisa Yisrael miskonein v'das ha'emes omedes ela b'tzedakah. The truth is all from tzedakah. Shenema v'tzedakah, right? The kisa of Yisrael is founded upon v'das emes. The true religion is in tzedakah, right? He says v'ein Yisrael nigalin ela b'tzedakah. The only way the Jewish people are going to be redeemed is with tzedakah. It's an unbelievable Rambam, right? Shenemar tzion b'mishpat yipadeh v'shivya b'tzedakah. Unbelievable. Shenemar, like it says, v'amidenu aleinu mitzvos. Mitzvah ain't k'siv kan ela mitzvos. So what do you see? It's chakal to all the mitzvos.
Rabbi Elchanan said the reason the Jews in America were saved during the war and they weren't wiped out was because they gave some tzedakah.
Interesting. Very nice. Perek Yud Halach Aleph. Simen Gadol Mikdash Moshe. Amar Velazar, Gadol HaMaisa Yosef Min HaOseh. Getting someone to give tzedakah is greater than giving it yourself. So that's obvious, right? Getting someone else to do a mitzvah, so 2 things they get accomplished. Number one, the tzedakah is given, and number 2, I got you to do it. I don't have, I gave already, I'm tapped out, I'll get you to give. That's even better than giving yourself. You got some few reasons why that's the case, right? Some say because it's harder. I have to go schlep you to give. I have to go bother you. So I almost, it's better than I gave myself. I got you to do it. Right? I'm a zaki you in a mitzvah. It's even better. Right? Others say, because I got you to do the mitzvah, it's all the same answer. Shemar, like it says, V'hoya ma'aseh tzedakah shalom. V'vodas tzedakah hashkeit v'vetach ad olam. Zocha. Right? If you're zocha. What does zocha mean? Zocha. Says Rashi. What's Rashi say? See Rashi there? Zacha? L'mazeltov. Mazeltov. What's Rashi mean by that? Mazeltov. L'mazeltov. Zacha, if you're Zoche. Right? What?
Normally.
What?
If you're Zoche, it's a good luck.
No. Zoche, if he's zoche to the mitzvah, then halo parish l'rev lachmecha. You'll be able to support aniyim. Lo zoche, if not, v'aniyim rudi tavi bayit. You'll have poverty. So, believe it or not, the Yavit says that it's a mistake. It's a mistake. He said, the Ein Yaakov says, Rashi wrote mem tes. L'mem tes. He meant ma'isim tovim. Somebody misinterpreted it and wrote mazal tov. With mazal tov, do the... Amalei Rav, l'vnei mechuza, Abduzi Menaichu, I beg of you, Ose b'hadei adodi, be nice to each other, ki hechid l'havi l'chu, Shlomo b'malchusei. So you'll have peace among yourselves, right? You'll have peace with Hashem, or peace among the kingdom. From a Belazar, when the Beis Mikdash was standing, Adam shakel shiklo umischapelo. A person would give a shekel, and it would have a kapara, right? It would have a kapara, right? Achshav now she ain't Beis Mikdash kayim imosin stuck a mutav v'imlav boin ovde kochavim v'notlin bizroa. If you don't give tzaka, the guy will take it away anyway, right? It's considered tzedakah, even if you're giving it, because I don't want the government to take it. That's still good enough. Shnei Rav no tzedakah. Fine. Amar Rava, Haimilsa Ishtoili, Ula Bishagash Archesei Deime. I'll tell you the following thing. This thing happened to the person that distorted his mother's way. That's a funny phrase. Mishrei Rabbi Lazar. He said. What does it mean? Yalbish tzedakah kshirion. That tzedakah is like a plate of armor, a male of armor. Lama lacha. Ma shirion zeh, kol klipa v'klipa, mitzvah reference l'sirion gadol. Each plate, scale. Each scale creates a whole suit of armor. Af tzedakah, kol pruta, mitzvah reference l'cheshbon gadol. Each pruta is mitzvah reference to a cheshbon gadol. What does that mean? So the Maharal says, unbelievable vart. He says, if I give, what's better? If I give you a dollar, I give you $1,000. So obviously $1,000 is better, right? Of course. That's so obvious. I give you a dollar, Hashem counts as if I gave you $1,000. I'm doing what I can. Each pruta is it's the reference to the cheshbon gadol. Yeah, I give a dollar, and he gives a dollar, and he gives a dollar. Yeah, it adds up to a nice amount. That's not what the Maharal says. Not what the Gemara is saying. It's such deeper. I give you a dollar. That's what I can give you. That's all I can give you. It's as if I gave $1,000. It's as if I gave the whole thing. I did my best. Unbelievable vart. It says ubeged ukebeged edim kol tzidkosenu ma gebeged zeh kol nibu v'nir v'tzervus lebeged gadol. Each thread creates a shirt. Av tzedaka kol pruta v'pruta v'tzervus lecheshbon gadol. Each pruta creates a cheshbon gadol. It says, if you gave the cheshbon gadol. Unbelievable vart from the Maharal.
It's like these fundraising things where people are matching two or three times your donation. So
absolutely.
You give them one chayin that says thank you for your three chayin.
If you think about it, it's amazing what the things they've come up with to get people to give tzedakah.
Right.
It's ingenious things. Every shtick in the book they come up with. Legitimate things. A Chinese auction, you win a prize, someone else is going to double the match. Unbelievable things. It's great stuff. Okay. Now, am I correct that Ula Meshagish Archase Deime? Why would he call him that? That the person that Ula means a young person, right? Yeah. Why did he call him that? Somebody that distorted the ways of his mother? What's pshat in that? The boy named Rav Achtave Bar Ami Merav Sheshes. He asked the following question. Rav Achtave asked the following question from Rav Sheshes. Menayin, how do you know a mitzora, bimesi puro? It's his imesi puro. What does imesi puro mean? He's on his way out of becoming a mitzora. He has to count 7 days. How do you know shematame adam? That if he touches a person, he makes the adam tame. There's a svar to say, he's not tummy, he's not really tummy anymore. He's on his way to being tar. Right? Even he can still be mitame somebody. How do you know that? Amalo, hoil umatame begadim. Because he's still mitame begadim. So if he's mitame begadim, of course he's mitame a person. So the Gemara says, hoil umatame begadim, mitame adam. Since he's mitame a begadim, he's certainly mitame a person. Amalei dil matumas chaburim shiny. Maybe he's only mitame a begadim because he's wearing begadim. But if he would touch another person, he would not make that person tame. Ta hesed nevela. You have the same thing by hesed nevela. Hesed nevela means I move a nevela without touching it. I have a stick, and I move the nevela with a stick. So I become tame. I didn't touch it. Yeah, but you moved it. There's a tumah like that. The mitame of begadim, the ainam mitame adam. That's only mitame of my begadim, not me. So same thing over here. Amalei. The el sheretz the mitame adam menalan. How do you know a sheretz is mitame a person? If a sheretz falls on me, how do I know it makes me tame? La bishum the mitame begadim. Isn't it because it's mitame begadim? Amalei. What are you talking about? Sheretz pedikziv beit. It's a pasuk. It says it. It says, "Oh isha sheyiga b'chol sheretz." What kind of question was that? Eli, you're right. Shichva zera de metame adam and olam. How do we know shichva zera is metame? Touch that. Lav mishum the whole of metame begadim metame adam. Isn't it because it's metame begadim? So kalachom is metame adam. I'm like, what are you talking about? Shichva zera not in the head yiksiv bay. It's also a pasuk. It says, O ish l'rabba sasano geya. If you touch it. Okay, you ask me these questions. How do you know? Go learn some chumash. So, yeah. So Ahadule Bibidichuse. He answered him in a mocking way. Okay? So Cholash died to Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes felt bad. He felt bad that that Rav Achtavai made fun of him. Ishtik Rav Achtavai Bar Ami, he was quiet. V'ithyaker Talmudei, and he forgot his learning. He forgot his learning because he was punished. He sort of embarrassed Rav Sheshes. So Asel Ime, Rav Sheshes' mother came, Vika Bachia Kamei, she was crying in front of her son, Tzavche Tzavche, she was crying, forgive the guy, he wouldn't pay attention. Amrle, Chazi Lahani Chadai, look at my breath, the Matzus Minayu, that sustained you, and in that respect, in that reason, you should have daven for Rav Achtavai. That's a pretty bizarre thing to do. She exposed herself like that. A crazy thing. So, boy, Rachmi Alev Iste, she davened for him, he davened and he got healed. Right? Because she did that, because she was driven to do that, they called Rav Sheshes, the one who embarrassed his mother. That whole story. Okay. Okay? Now, the Asan Alev Menolan. So with the Shaila came up, the Shaila about the Tumah. So what's the story with the Shaila? So, Kedatanya, Shurim and Yechai Omer, Neman Kavas Begadim B'Mesi Puro. It says you have to wash your clothes during the Mesi Puro. V'Nemar Kibas Begadim B'Mei Chaluto. B'Mei Chaluto is when you're locked up because he still has Saras. Ma Lahala Matame Adam, Avka Matame Adam. It's Xerishava, really. Fine. Back to Tzedakah. Omer Belazar, Gadol Ose Tzedakah B'Seser, Yosef Moshe Rabbeinu. Giving tzedakah in private is greater than Moshe Rabbeinu. Why? Ilu Moshe Rabbeinu k'siv, it says, ki yogarti ibn af v'achema. What does it mean, ki yogarti ibn af v'achema? Af and chema are two things of Hashem, right? They're two, they call them legions over here. They're two types of anger of Hashem. If you give, Moshe couldn't get rid of either of them. And if you give Matan B'Seser, you quiet up the af. You quiet the anger. So you see, you do that, even greater than Moshe Rabbeinu. Right? You quiet the anger. Now, Tosfos asks, well, maybe Moshe Rabbeinu also gave Matan B'Seser? Maybe he also gave something in private? Why didn't Moshe Rabbeinu have the power to at least stop the af? Maybe he gave Matan B'Seser? Maybe he did some tzedakah in private, right? So Tosfos answers, well, maybe the zechus ended. At some point, it ended. So you give tzedakah one time, but say, sir, what, so Hashem does not anger you forever? No, and it runs out, that zechus. So maybe he ran out. The Yavit says that the reason why Moshe didn't give tzedakah, but say, sir, is because there was no tzedakah to give. What do people need in the Midbar? Mon and clothing didn't wear out. What are you? I need a handout. No, there's no schnorrers in the Midbar. What do you? No need anything.
Water.
What?
Water.
You had a well. No one needed anything. Everything was taken care of. What are you giving tzedakah to people? There's no tzedakah. Even Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't find somebody. What?
They'd have to worry about yeshiva tuition.
Right.
All taxes.
And Moshe Feinstein says, you want to tell me that there was no tzedakah to give, it could be true. First of all, what about before they left Mitzrayim? Second of all, even in Mitzrayim, there was no tzedakah with money, but there was tzedakah with chizuk, a guy had a shalom bayis issue, right? That you still always people always need that. Right? What if everybody was all happy and it was a Gan Eden? Maybe not. So that's what Moshe Feinstein says. You could say that Moshe gave tzedakah b'seser. He gave advice, he gave chizuk to people. You give tzedakah, and that you give tzedakah even greater than that. It's an unbelievable thing.
They
also,
they
He's talking about emotional tzedakah.
Right, but they didn't need
tzedakah. So that's what he said. I ask him. No physical tzedakah. Doesn't mean he didn't give anything. It could help people. You have people that don't need any tzedakah. They need help.
But it's a lot easier to give money than to give emotional.
Much easier. Right? Yeah, exactly. Don't bother me. Here's money. Get away from me. Right? Get involved in someone's problems is much worse. Much harder. Yeah. Okay. V'shochad b'chei k'chei ma'aza. V'pligid Rav Yitzchak. Dar Rav Yitzchak, af kofa. No, af gets calm. Chama ain't a kofa. Chama does not calm. Shenemar v'shochad b'chei k'chei ma'aza. Af apish v'shochad b'chei, even though shochad calms down, chama aza. Chama is still strong. Ikadam Rav Yitzchak called Dayan Shenotel Shochad. Someone who takes Shochad, maybe Chama Aza La'olam. He brings terrible things. Shnemar V'Shochad B'Cheik, fine. Rav Yitzchak, call Nosim Pruta La'ani, Mizbarach B'Sheish Brachos. Someone gives a Pruta to an Ani, he's blessed with six Brachos. What's six Brachos? Apparently, there are six mitzvos, there are six lavin that are connected to tzedakah. Others say that there are six mitzvos that have to do with karka for Aniyim. Those are Lekat Shechapeya, Peret, Olos, and Meiser Oni. Six. The Ein Yaakov says, when you give tzedakah, you have five fingers and the coin. That's six things. Hand over a coin, you have six items. You get six brachas for that. Unbelievable thing. But if you say some kind words to somebody, you get 11 brachas. Why more? Because it's harder. It's harder. Right? Being nice to someone's harder than giving them a check. Right? And the pasuk continues, and there are six things. Kisira arum, yeah. Hamafaisa b'dvarim misbarach be'achad asa brachos. You have 11. Shenemar, like it says, v'tefik l'riacha nafshecha, v'nefesh nena tazbia, v'zerech b'choshech or, v'alescha b'tzarayim, v'nachacha Hashem tamid v'zbia b'chatzot b'tzatzachsechos nafshecha, Ubanu Mimchos Chorvas Olam, Miso Dor Vador Tikomim, and 10 and 11 are not mentioned. 10 and 11 are Vakarolacha Goder Peretz, and Moshev Nesivos Lashavas. Fine. For Yitzchak, Maidach Siv, Rodev Tzdaka Vachesed, Yimotze Chayim Tzdaka Vachavod. What does that mean? You chase after Tzdaka and Chesed, you can have Tzdaka and Kavod. What? Because the Rodev Tzdaka, Yimtze Tzdaka? You chase after Tzdaka, you're going to find Tzdaka. What does that mean? If you chase after tzedakah, Hakadosh Baruch Hu mamti lo mos, Hashem find makes you find money. So you can have the opportunity to do more tzedakah, which is like the same idea that we say that if you want to become rich, give tzedakah, right? Rav Nachman Yitzchak Gomer, Hakadosh Baruch Hu mamti lo bnei adam hamuhuganim lasos them tzedakah kedil lekabel om scharo, or Hashem will get you to find people that you can help you out to give tzedakah. Lafuke mai, what did I come to exclude? Lafuke midadarish rabba. The darish rabba, my dichsev, what does it mean? Volume mukshal lefanecha be'ethapecha osipahem. What does that mean? Amar yirmi lefanecha kashbrachu. Mon shalom. Afilu b'shasha kofen as yitron. Muvakshan laso tzedaka lefanecha. Even when they want to do good. Hachshilam b'vnei adam. She'enam mehuganim. You send people that are not good. Kadei shalom yakablu alehen tzchar. That they shouldn't, right? So they shouldn't get tzchar. Right? Why is that? Because I guess they didn't deserve it. Right? They wanted to kill him. He said it about those people that want to kill him. Don't give them zechusim. Right?
So you don't get schar if someone comes to you and doesn't need stuff? How do you know?
Yeah, I don't know. We'll do one more line. Rabbi Shua ben Levi Amar, Kol ha-ragil lasa tzedakah. If anyone is ragil to give tzedakah, what does that mean? Ragil to give tzedakah? Right? The Marsha says, you know what it means? You're not a rich man, you don't have money, but you get tzedakah for other people. You're ragil to be busy with tzedakah. Right? You don't always have. It's an unbelievable thing, right?
Where you get others to give?
What?
You get others to give?
You get others to give. The Rif says, it doesn't mean once a week a guy walks into shul, you give him a dollar. That's not what it means. You're ragil to give tzedakah. You find opportunities. There's always opportunities to give tzedakah. Doesn't mean a guy, you know, once in a while before Yom Kippur, you give tzedakah. That's not what it means. Ragil means you ragil. You're really ragil. If you ruggle to give tzedakah, zochen avayin lo banim bali chachma. You'll have children that are bali chachma, bali osher, bali agada, bali chachma. Dichsiv, like it says, yimatzei chayim, right? Yimatzei chayim, bali osher dichsiv, tzedakah, bali agada dichsiv, v'chavod, ksiv hacha v'chavod, uksiv hasam, and it says in Mishlei, kavod chachamim yimchalu. Right? You do all that, you'll be zochet to all those brachos. You'll be zochet all those brachas. Okay? We'll stop here. We'll pick up tomorrow. Tomorrow, I think the entire daf tomorrow is Agadata. Yeah. The entire 100% of tomorrow's daf is Agadata. All right? Everyone have a very, very good day.
Go ahead.